Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
And a very good morning to you, Barbara Friedman.
Good morning, Kina.
So looking at all these trending stories, what Bob's does, of course, is because she's got a trend dar, as they say. Other people have other dars. She's got a trend dar, and she takes the most trending stories on her dar, and she shares it with you each and every morning. Now, hashtag 6th Parliament was trending with many of the Twitteratis, at least, referring to a video of the ANC's first caucus in Parliament as an old age home.
Yes, and I mean, there were also people praising and congratulating, and it was actually quite a jolly event. And, you know, they were singing really nicely in praise of, you know, iconic ANC president, the late Oliver Tambo. And it felt like the good old days of the ANC in a way. But people on Twitter the comments were actually quite funny. I mean, old age home, is this an old age home, old age conference? People saying things like Jurassic Park, and one guy wrote, "You might need one of these elderly walkers in the long run. Thank me later," with a picture of a Zimmer frame. But interestingly enough, the ANC were tweeting out proudly that they have a few new young MPs coming to Parliament, one of which is Colin Malachi, who's 26 years old, from Gauteng. And people are saying, you know, the EFF are bringing the young lions, the young ones to Parliament, and maybe the ANC are realizing that maybe they should try and bring down the age median of the MPs.
Yeah, I've heard this particular discussion. I know Abs was talking about Job Mohoro from Northwest and whether or not they should replace him with someone younger. You know, it's a bit like some of the women discussions, the women debates. You know, women are more than just women. Women have, and their opinions and the makeup, like men, are made up based on other influences in your life. So Job Mohoro, who's about 70, is a man of principle, and I'd rather have a 70-year-old man of principle than a young person that might or might not do the job properly when it comes to something like the Northwest.
I think it's a question of balance.
I agree.
Surely.
Totally agree.
Women, older. I mean, I'm getting older. We've got wisdom. We don't want to be thrown away.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying all of this. Now, a video of Cyril Ramaphosa congratulating Julius Malema. This has gone viral.
Yep. So, I mean, look, it's caused a lot of reactions. And so for those that haven't seen it, I'm posting it online. It's Ramaphosa arriving there in Parliament to register yesterday, and he bumps into Julius Malema, the head of the EFF, and they have a good old laugh and a congratulation. And, you know, the EFF obviously have scored 44 seats in Parliament, up from 25 in the last election, and the only party that's really grown in this election. But Ramaphosa says to him, you know, "I was just telling the deputy, you guys did well," and he says, "jealous down," which is what caused a lot of amusement, because it's a kind of colloquial expression, which is quite hard to translate, but means you did really well, or it's really like well done kind of thing.
Well, jealousy
aside,
he
was quite trendy there.
That is wonderful. I like Cyril, eh? You juxtapose that Jacob Zoom. Now, a British tourist unwittingly pays for a shipping container in an Airbnb booking in Amsterdam.
You know, it's such a hilarious story. I mean, this British tourist was off to watch an Ajax football match in Amsterdam, and sort of at the last minute went on to Airbnb, paid £100, 100 quid, for a single night stay at this accommodation that was listed as clean room with private bathroom. And when he got there, he says the taxi drove past a few times because he didn't imagine that lone shipping container sitting on the pavement on a road was his accommodation, but it was. And the pictures, it's so funny. I mean, there's like, it's literally a shipping container, and it's got a little port-a-loo. Anyway, of course, needless to say, he didn't stay there. He booked into a hotel and eventually did get his money back from Airbnb. And Airbnb, they've dealt with it. They said they don't like this. You know, misrepresentation is, and fraud on their listings has no place with the millions of guests that use it. And they couldn't track down the owner, but apparently the containers were not in legal places, and one of them was towed away.
Oh, my word.
It's funny, though.
Well, I mean, you know. If it were luxurious, I'd have a problem with the container, but if it were...
Well, I don't think it had windows.
Oh, my word. Okay, well, okay. Definitely not then. But Barbara, thank you so much for that. Barbara Friedman with all the trending stories this morning.